Good morning. On behalf of the Mayflower Congregational Church and Jan's beloved nephew, Matt Miller, I would like to welcome all of you to this service of remembrance and celebration of the life and witness of Janice Holcomb, faithful member of the Mayflower Church and a friend to us all. I'm Pastor Mark McCormick, and I counted it a privilege to be Jan's pastor late in her life, but more so to be counted as one of her friends. Now, I usually wear a black robe with a white stole on a day like today, but as I thought about what's happening today, I just thought, that's not appropriate. And I want you all to know that we are here. I hope it's not a sacrilege that we have looked forward to this service. Certainly, there's grief and sorrow as we remember a wonderful life and a life well lived. But today is a happy day of celebration because Jan left so much happiness with all of us. So feel free to, just in your own way, express that joy and happiness as we think about the wonderful legacy that Jan has left us all. We have prepared this service in loving memory of Jan, who had favorite hymns, one of which you just heard on the piano, and favorite colors, which, as far as I know, were only two. Thanks for coming. All of you are invited to a lunch in the Friendship Center, which is this way. I will tell you that we have made down payments, 50% to each of two contractors that will be placing a lift here by the time the snow flies. But for today, those of you that have a walker, the best way to do it is to go outside, down the ramp, and this way. Thank you, Lord, for the good weather today. But we'll take care of that once and for all with a lift that will be installed here. Construction beginning very, very soon. So, let us now remember Jan, celebrate her life, and worship God. Let us pray. O God, you have ordered this wonderful world and know all things in earth and in heaven. As we remember and celebrate the life and love of Jan Holcomb, we ask that you would give us a renewed sense of faith that by day and by night, at all times and in all places, we may without fear commit ourselves and those dear to us to your never-failing love in this life and in the life to come. This we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
I'd like to say real quick, it was a joy for me to be able to spend so much time with Jan during the last year and a half of her life and to become such good friends. She was something else. That's all I can say. The scripture reading this morning is from Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. For everything, there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace.
Thank you. not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. On behalf of Jan, myself, and our family, I wanted to thank everybody for being here today to celebrate her life. Everybody here knew Jan, and knew Jan in a way that was unique and in some ways very similar because of her personality. She was an outstanding person, loving, caring, a great philanthropist, a great friend, a great teacher. I know she spoke so highly of all the people she worked with as a teacher here. So I want to say thank you for that. I will miss some things today, so I apologize for that. But I want to, of all the things that we all know about Jan, I was just going to talk about some of the things maybe you don't know, because they're just the things that we shared. And I know you guys all know that Jan was a card writer. And that's kind of how we formed a bond. It started a long time ago. And as I grew up, and the cards and the letters and the calls accumulated, we formed a great bond. And I still have messages on my phone, but it was usually Sundays that we would talk, but never after an MSU loss. So... I would wait till Monday. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but it was the Tiggers or the Tigers, depending on how well they played. you know, and in her card writing, I'm going to tattle a little bit because in cleaning up some of Jan's stuff, I found a book. And one time I tried to be a better card writer than Jan, and I lost. But Jan had a book. And so, I think she saw the error of her ways, but she had a book that had specifically Christmas cards, but she wanted to know whether she wrote one and whether you wrote one back. So every year she wrote everybody's name down and then whether she got a card back or not. And then at some point you were off the Christmas card list if you didn't. So that's just a little bit, but you know, sharing life with someone so far apart. I mean, I live in California, and we both didn't travel as much as we needed to see each other. But you know, it became something that was part of my life, and in some ways, just taught me how to be a responsible person, taught me how to love, share life with somebody else so far away. And even though you don't see them, you get to know them. And Jan and I knew each other really well. And she talks so often about many of the people that are here today, and putting names to faces will be important for me. She was a wonderful person, supported so many things that I would be, you know, proud to say that she was a part of. Just a couple other little things. You know, Jan was a storekeeper. She had every checkbook monitor or register from the time she established the checking account in 1965 until the day she died. Stacks of lesson plans from when she started. Boxes and boxes of lesson plans. And you ladies know what I'm talking about, right? So she had her report cards from the first grade on, which is absolutely amazing. So, and everything in her house, for some reason she decided she needed a mink coat and a hat, and a record player, but everything had a receipt. Everything was in the box with a receipt. I mean, utterly amazing, the organization of her life. And then you start to see some of the things that Jan was non-negotiable. It was just how Jan saw life. And I learned to, at some point, not argue, but poke and prod to try and get her to see things a different way. But when Jan decided that was the way it was going to be, that was the way it was going to be. So I, like many of you, probably just threw up your hands and said, that's the way we're going to do it. So, I know in the last few years of her life, we were definitely close, but I think you, at some point you become closer when you discuss with your aunt like how bodily functions are working at a current specific time. That took us to a whole new level. Sue, Sherry, for all the help you provided in Jan's last few years. I know that she counted on you guys so much, so thank you to both of you. And Pat Brighton for all her words of wisdom and help with everything. And I'm sure I'm leaving some people out, Carrie and Judy Lott, card writers. So she got one every week from them and wanted to make sure that she had stamps and stuff to write for them. So I just want to say, I'm proud of myself for not making this without tears, but Jan, I love you. And thank you all for coming.
It's time to sing the alma mater, and in so doing, I think it would be appropriate for those that can to stand as we sing. I guess it was just one verse.
It's all right. We love to hear you sing, Pastor Mark. Our second scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 90, 1 through 6, 9b through 10, and 12. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever, you had formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. Our years come to an end like a sigh. The days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80, if we are strong. Even then their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. So teach us to count our days, that we may gain a wise heart. Amen.
I will. of snow and rain. I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them. They turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. The Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am.
I would like to take this opportunity to welcome all of you who might be watching on Facebook live stream, and a reminder to all of you that this service will be recorded and on our Mayflower Church website. And if someone that you know that would have liked to have been here would want to see the service, the entirety will be available by video, on video. Well, on each of my first four Sundays here at Mayflower, 6 years ago, I looked to the back of the sanctuary on my left, the very back, and I could see a woman seated there who I had recently met, but did not yet know well. There was one thing very distinct about her. She always wore green and white, proudly and unashamedly. In my own mind, I branded her a unique bird, which I will always consider a term of endearment. After several months of ministry here at the church, I was visiting with folks following the worship service in what was called then the social hall, now the Friendship Center, where we'll gather today. And I sat down at the table where Jan Holcomb was seated. In the course of the conversation, I discovered that she was scheduled for surgery at Sparrow Hospital. I asked Jan what the date and time for her procedure was, and she told me. She mentioned that it would not be necessary for me to be there. It was not a life or death situation. Regardless, I went to Sparrow on the appointed day, got there early, as I was not yet totally familiar with the protocol at Sparrow. A few minutes later, someone, maybe it was one of you, I don't remember, pushed Jan into the waiting room for surgery in a wheelchair. I watched her before she saw me look around the room anxiously, and soon her eyes landed on me. A big smile broke across her face as she recognized me as her pastor, and she quickly introduced me to her friend who had brought her. Soon they took her back to be prepared for surgery, and I asked her for the privilege of going back to pray with her before surgery. She heartily accepted. We visited, had a prayer, and I left the room. When I walked out, I was aware that I had not just gotten to know a parishioner a little better, and she had not just gotten to know her pastor a little bit better, but we became instant friends. A friend, by the way, is one who makes themselves friendly. The book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 17, also tells us that a friend loves at all times. And I am a privileged one among many here today who experience Jan's love as a friend. Jesus had friends too, including his disciples, whom he specifically referred to as his friends. We often think of Jesus as one who was always teaching his disciples, as we read in the gospel accounts. But I am sure there was humor and lots of laughter and shared stories, some of which were confidential and never made it into the Bible, but part of the mutual relationship Jesus had with his friends. While I don't consider my conversations with Jan as particularly confidential, there were many times we shared hilarious laughter and very personal stories, and yes, sometimes bodily functions. As I discovered her sense of humor and her straightforward way of communicating. Jesus had another friend, Lazarus, who was not one of his disciples, but a very close friend with whom Jesus was treated as family, as he spent time in Lazarus' home with his two sisters, Mary and Martha. Upon hearing of his death, this is the one time in the Gospels that we read that Jesus broke down and wept, as we are told in John's Gospel. Jan took friendship seriously as well, perhaps especially so since she didn't have many family members nearby. So she made us her family as well. Such was the case with her friends, which included colleagues, neighbors, Mayflower Church, MSU, and me. There were many times during my visits with Jan when her telephone would ring. Sometimes it was you, Matt. And she would say, "My pastor's here, I'll call you back." I was proud of that. Jan was a friend who made us all feel special. While many have passed on, there are several, many of you here today, as a testament to her commitment and loyalty to her friends. That, by the way, is a Christ-like trait. Ironically, as Jan's health began to decline more significantly, our friendship did the opposite. It grew. I took more opportunities to visit her, first at her house, then at Grand Haven. Because of those more frequent visits, I got to know Jan very well. I learned much about her during those days. First and foremost, although I knew she was a big fan and a strong supporter of Michigan State University, I became aware of her passionate love for that institution and especially the athletic department. I never went into Jan's room where she didn't have the television on, and if something wasn't on with MSU, it was any sporting event. I think I remember watching a lacrosse game one time because that was the only thing that was on. You remember that, Sue? One time, I viewed a local television broadcast where Coach Izzo, I think, was playing an accordion. Does he play an accordion? Yes, okay. So I got all excited about that, and when I came to church, I sought Jan out, and I said, Jan, did you see that event on television? With a devious little grin and a touch of condescension, she tilted her head and said, did I watch it? I was there. Jan was not just a fan, but she put her money where her mouth was. She supported student athletes in their education, as well as their athletic careers. It is important to note that great institutions do not exist without great people like Jan Holcomb. It goes without saying that Jan was a sports fan. Being a big fan myself, I was fascinated with some of her history of MSU athletics. Concerning that, Jan was a walking encyclopedia. She talked intelligently about the X's and O's of basketball strategy, which always amazed me because I'm a pretty big basketball fan. But I was also impressed with how much she knew and cared about the personal lives of student athletes. Jan cared about people passionately. The Apostle Paul, in his biblical letter to the Christians in the ancient town of Galatia, wrote a list of things called the fruits of the Spirit, one of which is generosity. While Jan possessed other spiritual qualities, Jan was a generous person, as best realized by her most generous contributions to MSU. But all who, and by the way, those flowers over here that are on the altar are from the MSU volleyball team. All who knew her well would speak of her kindness, thoughtfulness, and generosity to all different kinds of people, including me. My wife Deanne and I were the recipients of many cards which she sent out quite religiously, as you've noted, from her office, which was the foot of her bed there at Grand Haven. If anybody ever saw this, I never quite figured out how she kept herself organized in her bed, which was her couch, her office, her desk, her chair, and of course her bed. But she did. And this week when my wife was working on some of the things in the office, trying to do some organizations of her own, she came across this note that came to Deanne on the occasion of her birthday. It's just a beautiful birthday card. And of course, it's signed Jan Holcomb, Go White, with her own little drawing of a kitty. One more thing I observed about Jan was something who all who knew her understood. She was opinionated. I thought I'd get a response on that one. She spoke her mind, sometimes without appropriate filters, and indeed, it was about bodily functions, as I remember. When I asked her about how things went at the doctor, I got a lot more information than I intended to get. But that was Jan. You always knew where you stood with Jan, and she followed the command of Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount, quite literally, when he told his followers to let your yes be yes and your no be no. That's the way Jan was. She was straightforward, unpretentious, and direct, which gave all of us a window to her soul, which we all know to be a good and loving soul. I'm sure that is the way God looks on her, as God looks upon all of us in spite of our faults and our weaknesses. To put my relationship with her in perspective, my life was greatly enriched by my friendship with Jan Holcomb. She inspired me with the acceptance of her declining health and her relative confinement at Grand Haven. I didn't hear much complaining about her circumstances, although she did complain about the food. And she graciously accepted help and assistance from people who cared. While there were many, some of which you mentioned, Matt, I would like to mention three. One was Carlene Bramall. Where are you at, Carlene? Carlene lovingly cared for Go White, one of the two kitties that we all, some of us, knew so well. And you did that with such loving care, Carlene. Another was Lorraine Finneson. Where's Lorraine? She's working in the back. Who made sure Jan was kept up to date with all the goings on at Mayflower, faithfully delivered newsletters and bulletins, and accompanied me several times in my visits with Jan at Grand Haven. And I would be terribly remiss if I did not mention Sumat, who cared for Jan faithfully, sacrificially, sometimes every day, with no expectation of anything in return, although the returns with Jan were always great. Jan loved you, Sue, and she loved all of us. With that love in mind, we are reminded of the biblical injunction given to us in 1 John 4:12, that if we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us. Bon voyage, Jan. We will see you soon. Thanks be to God. Amen. Once again, as we sing the closing hymn, Amazing Grace, we'll ask the congregation, those that can, to please stand.
Flesh and heart shall fail.
And we now commend our beloved Jan into your arms, O God, recognizing that before she was ours, she was yours. And we pray for comfort in our loneliness, strength in our weakness, courage to face the future unafraid, grace to draw us who remain closer together, faithfulness to serve one another, and for your peace which passes all understanding, now and through eternity, in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now we're going to change the tone a little bit here. And does anybody have any pom-poms out in the car? We're going to sing the fight song, and you can do the pom-pom routine if you want. You can visit as you sing. Let her fly, Deanne.
Two times through.
All right. There you go. Tell you that we got late word from the MSU athletic department, and in the first basketball home game, you'll be the featured singers, okay? Enjoy, folks. Make your way, if those that can, to our Friendship Center. We'll enjoy food together. Go in peace.